In today's first reading from Deuteronomy, we hear, "However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." Hello again. These ancient words from today's first reading from Deuteronomy offers us an invitation to reflect about our children and youth and consider how we are teaching the next generation, and not only what we are teaching, but what are they hearing and assimilating? And most significantly, what are they hearing? Are we hearing from them? And are we listening? This past Monday evening, on the occasion of the 10th anniversary of the election of Jorge Bergoglio as Pope, I attended an anniversary reception at the Nuncio Church on Massachusetts Avenue. There I had heard the Papal Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Christophe Pierre, address a large gathering consisting of cardinals, bishops, representatives from Congress and the United Nations, as well as some Holy Trinity parishioners. You might say it was an assembly of leaders of the Catholic tradition. One of the cardinals was fellow Jesuit named Cardinal Michael Czerny. He serves as the prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. During the event, I had a chance to speak with Cardinal Czerny about our parish, noting, among other things, the work of our synod process, our green team's work, and the various ways that we are welcoming migrants. Admittedly, I was trying to tell him as much about Holy Trinity as I could before someone in the large gathering would gain his attention. Just before we were interrupted, I noticed his pectoral cross. It is simple, yet striking. It's simply of wood. It has a small nail in its top half and a streak of red paint at the bottom half. For Cardinal Czerny, it reminds him of the plight of the refugees, as both the wood and the nail are from a refugee's boat. Before we were interrupted, I posed the question, "What would he wish me to tell you, the parishioners of Holy Trinity?" He simply replied, "To listen." Earlier that day at Georgetown University, the Cardinal participated in a dialogue on the 10th anniversary of Pope Francis' election. The link to the discussion is provided next to today's homily link. Folks, Lent can be a time for listening. My fellow Jesuits and I have been doing quite a lot of listening these days as we have been hearing the confessions of both Holy Trinity students and our religious education students. What's more, a fair number of folks have been coming to confessions on Saturday evening and on Wednesday evenings. In addition, opportunities for listening during Lent occurred when a dozen refugees from Nicaragua were listened to and welcomed by members of our migrant team. And then there is the opportunity to listen to our teenagers as they engage in a project called Cooking for Some on Saturday evening at 6:30 in McKenna Hall. Listening to our children and our youth services and youth serves to reinforce today's first reading, as well as the tradition of the church and transmitting to the next generation hope and faith and love. Perhaps the lyrics to the song of my generation, "Teach Your Children Well," capture this sentiment for this generation. Here are some of the lines. "And feed them on your dreams, the one they picks, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why they told you you would cry. So look at them and sigh and know they love you." And is not knowing love and giving love what we are called to teach our children from one generation to the next by our lives and good examples? Are we not called to be men and women who are listeners and teachers for this next generation? And finally, folks, as I prepared this homily, I learned the wonderful news that my grandniece Fiona gave birth to twins. We are welcoming two beautiful girls, Maeve Elizabeth and Grace Evangeline. And so, in a real sense, my family has begun to teach a new generation. As a family of faith in the parish of Holy Trinity. Let us pray for such infants and their 21st century peers. May the faith and love of their fathers and mothers pass down to them and their generation be really ones of inspiration, of faith and hope and love of Jesus Christ.